Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Owen Jones. Welcome to the podcast. Do support us on patreon.com/OwenJones84 and do rate the podcast and leave a review. Now, this week, students who protested against the Israeli ambassador to the UK, Zippy Hotovely, faced a firestorm of condemnation from media outlets and Tory and Labour politicians alike. But what's the truth? Firstly, who is Zippy? Described in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz as the ugly extremist face of Israel, the article also said she was the prototype of the new far-right Likud party. She's not only opposed to a two-state solution, she calls for the annexation of all Palestinian land. She's declared, "This land is ours, all of it is ours, we did not come here to apologise for that." She demands the expansion of illegal settlements, rejects Palestinian claims to any of the West Bank, Gaza or East Jerusalem, and she calls the occupation a myth. She told Arab members of the Israeli parliament, "You are thieves of history, your history books are empty and you're trying to co-opt Jewish history and Islamicize it." She declared that the Nakba of 1948, in which hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were driven from their homes, hundreds of villages destroyed and thousands of Palestinians killed, as an Arab lie. She's a fervent opponent of relationships of marriages between Jews and Arabs. She's denounced diaspora Jews, claiming American Jewish opponents of Netanyahu policies can't understand what Israelis were experiencing because they live convenient lives and never send their children to fight for their country. And she declared in New York that non-Orthodox streams of Judaism had chosen to take the outside skin of Judaism, the customs and tradition, and to empty it of content from within, instilling liberal values that have no connection to Judaism. As ambassador, she represents a state condemned for practicing apartheid by Human Rights Watch, which has killed 5,600 Palestinians between 2008 and 2020, compared to 250 Israelis killed by the conflict in the same period. If she is not worthy of protest, then who is? Yet reporting of the protest this week has been surrounded by lies. The Jerusalem Post reported the ambassador was unable to attend a debate at the London School of Economics, false, as the LSE reported the event was orderly and the ambassador left as scheduled. When she left, clutching the bouquet she was given, she was subjected to boos and heckles of "Aren't you ashamed?" as she was safely dispatched to a waiting car by her security detail and whisked away. There was no violence, as one protester tells me. It was a peaceful protest on our own campus, and the ambassador was safe the entire time and left on time after the event finished. She was not rushed or forced to flee. She was simply going home, and the videos show that students were well away from her. Yet these peaceful, overwhelmingly young protesters, Jewish protesters amongst them, have been subjected to a firestorm. The heckling and booing was compared to Kristallnacht. That was the opening stage of the Holocaust, in which Jews were killed across Nazi Germany, synagogues and businesses destroyed, and Jews suffered mass incarceration in concentration camps. What an utterly offensive comparison. The Home Secretary, Priti Patel, declared she was disgusted by the treatment of the Israeli ambassador and declared anti-Semitism has no place in our universities or our country, directly conflating anti-Semitism with criticism of Israel. Of course she's right, anti-Semitism has no place in our universities or country, but what does that have to do with this protest? No evidence of any anti-Semitism at the protest has been provided. Now, you might expect this from the Tories, but Labour Shadow Home Secretary Nick Thomas-Simmons responded to this protest, denouncing them, declaring anti-Semitism has no place in our society and that he'd support the police in any investigation. Into what exactly? While Shadow Foreign Secretary Lisa Nandy denounced the ambassador's appalling treatment and declared any attempt to silence or intimidate those we disagree with should never be tolerated. While Keir Starmer declared, "This is totally unacceptable. Intimidation and threats of violence will not be tolerated." What does he mean? Does he want to ban students from booing racists? and human rights abusing regimes for that matter, all have vilified and demonised overwhelmingly young protesters speaking out against racism and apartheid, just as previous students protested against apartheid South Africa. Now, I've interviewed many of the students, some of whom have been subjected to abuse online from extremist accounts because of the firestorm whipped up against them by the Tories, media outlets and Labour politicians. None feel comfortable speaking on the record because they fear retribution. Now, for those who say, why not China? Why aren't you protesting China? Now, do go and protest the Chinese ambassador, by the way, if he goes to your university and makes excuses for the suffering of the Uyghur Muslims. And also, how do you know what the protesting background of the protesters, which was a small protest, by the way, at LSE? I don't think anyone's gone through all the various causes that those students were involved with. But there is a key difference. China's not armed and backed by a Western ally like Israel. Now, the British government itself played a pivotal role in causing the whole mess in the Middle East in the first place. This demonisation of anti-racist and anti-apartheid protesters is dangerous, not least because the far right have jumped on the bandwagon of defending Israeli oppression, including Tommy Robinson himself, who attended a pro-Israeli protest during the Gaza offensive, which was addressed, yes, by the Israeli ambassador. Now, finally, this whole discussion is defined by anti-Palestinian racism. Their lives are seen as unimportant. So when people protest against an extremist, racist representative of an apartheid state, the establishment leaps to the defence of the extremist over young anti-racist students. And do you know what? That is a disgrace. Please do support the podcast by subscribing, by leaving a rating, and by supporting us on patreon.com/OwenJones84. Take care. Speak soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.